I'm Philip Binondo from the Philippines, a former UN Fellow for People of African Descent. And today, I come forward to speak on behalf of our newly formed Asia-Pacific Network of People of African Descent following the Asia-Pacific Regional Meeting last January. Our association is composed of former fellows based in the region, coming from the Philippines, China, Australia, Thailand, and Japan. Our biggest concern from the region has been our lack of visibility and recognition. Despite being the most populous region with a steady increase of our presence in the Asia-Pacific through migration, it is disheartening to be made invisible simply because of the lack of disaggregated data. It is our hope that the issues of anti-Black racism in the Asia-Pacific gets as much interest and attention as it does in the Americas and Europe, as our struggles are as challenging and dehumanizing compared to others. With this said, we would like to make the following three recommendations. The adoption of another decade for people of African descent in order to give the Asia-Pacific member states and emerging CSOs in the region the opportunity to fulfill aspirations of the Durban Declaration and Plan of Action. This will allow stakeholders to make positive contributions on disaggregated data collection, adoption of national comprehensive anti-discrimination legislation, and promoting the right to development of people of African descent, ensuring the realization of leaving no one behind under the Sustainable Development Goals of 2030. Secondly, the increased positive engagement between Asia-Pacific member states and the Permanent Forum. We aspire to see more member states from the region participate in the meetings of the people of African descent, and hopefully more seats allocated for the region, as well as the inclusion of youth representation in the membership. And lastly, the increased support for newly established and emerging CSOs in the region through capacity building, training, and frequent consultation to ensure sustainable partnership for this advocacy. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Thank you. I pass the floor to Reem Khadraoui, Amnesty International.